I'm John Moinkle inside the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. Two seasons removed from a five-win season, the number 11-1A North Butler softball team is poised to make a run for a Class 1A state title. The Bearcats secured their trip to Fort Dodge with a 2-0 victory over number 5-1A Newman Catholic in Monday's 1A Region 5 championship game. The win improved North Butler to 25-5 and avenged two regular season losses to the Knights. Head coach Austin Guerrero says the turnaround reflects the players' commitment to one another.
I'm just proud of the way they played as a team, and our motto for the entire season is together we break most huddles with that word, and our girls truly bought into that.
Their together motto has been reflected throughout the postseason run. They defeated Riceville 4-2, outlasted Turkey Valley 2-1 in 10 innings, and shut out Newman Catholic 2-0. Each victory required contributions from across the roster, whether it was the bottom of the order producing at the plate, defense making key plays, or the dugout providing energy. Kylie Groen and Zoe Thompson say that togetherness has helped the team persevere through adversity.
It doesn't matter if you make just one mistake, just push it off, you got it, just next play mentality.
And playing together and working as a team, everybody has each other's backs, we're like sisters.
They'll take on Clarksville Monday at 4:30 p.m. in the first round of the 1A state tournament. Although it'll be a new experience for every player on the Bearcat roster, they'll arrive the same way they finished regional play, which was together. The Clarksville softball team is making its preparations for next week's state tournament, where they'll look to defend last year's 1A title. While this year's team has several members back from last year, senior shortstop Hannah Wangness says they can't focus on past success if they are to repeat.
We need to focus on this year and not really like think about the last year, because this is brand new and like we are all mostly playing new positions. So it is super different, but it's also fun to know like what we've done in the past, and hopefully we can use that momentum to push us through this season.
Six of last year's starters are back on this year's team, but many are playing different positions than last year. Head coach Katie Berman says the team has what it takes to finish the job, but they'll need to focus on maintaining composure in clutch situations.
Focusing on ourselves and playing our game and not letting the thought of who we're playing or that we're at state change the way that we play the game. And, you know, focusing on our bats is what has been our strength, but also now our defense is great. Same pitching that we've always been relying on. And so just really being calm and playing our normal game.
It's the second straight and eighth overall state tournament appearance by the program. The two-seed Indians will play 7-seed North Butler in a first-round game on Monday, July 20th at 4:30 p.m. on 99 The Wave. The North Iowa Cedar League All-Conference baseball teams have been released. Local selections include on the first team from Appleton-Parkersburg, utility Sully Jansen. For Dyke, New Hartford, outfielder Gavin Gerbracht. For Grundy Center, pitcher Judd Jarovsky, outfielder Braden Davey, and utility Pete Lebo. For South Hardin, infielder Preston Dolash and infielder Casey Williamson. On the second team from AGWSR, pitcher Clay Boozman, infielder Bo Starr, infielder Tristan Dennis, and utility Rem Kearns. For Appleton-Parkersburg, infielder Jackson Clespies and outfielder Wes Shirk. Ethan Meester of Grundy Center as a utility, and Joshua Spindler from South Hardin in the outfield. On the third team, for EGWSR, catcher Landon Dennis, Kingston Holman of Appleton-Parkersburg at pitcher. For Dyke, New Hartford, outfielder Aiden Walston and utility John Mormon. For South Hardin, infielder Peyton Welch. Honorable mentions for AGWSR, Lane Olson. For Appleton-Parkersburg, Ryland Asher. Tate Block of Dyke, New Hartford. Ryder Slifer of Grundy Center. And Bo Carpenter of South Hardin. The MVP was Judd Jarovsky of Grundy Center. And the coach of the year was Pat Brown of Grundy Center. The NICL All-Conference softball teams have also been released. Local selections include on the first team from DNHAP, pitcher Faith Gray, and infielder Eva Walker. From Grundy Center, infielder Maddie Hendershot. On the second team from AGWSR, infielder Lila Holmgard. From DNHAP, infielder Kaylin Meester. From Grundy Center, outfielder Evelyn Gertis and utility Lauren Zajac. On the third team, AGWSR pitcher Kaysen Slifer. For DNHAP, catcher Aubrey Mrocek, infielder Stella Walker, and utility Lauren Muller. Grundy Center pitcher Macy Kiewit, South Hardin outfielder Brindley Weig, and South Hardin utility Ella Owens. Honorable mentions Aubrey Williamson of DNHAP, Allison Koch of Grundy Center, and Lucy Anderson of South Hardin. The MVP was Faith Gray of DNHAP, and the coach of the year was Tiana Buttress of DNHAP. This has been Radio On The Go Sports. I'm John Moinkle.